Welcome back. The month of June traditionally is the celebration of pride for the LGBTQ plus community. And that is the case here in the city of Quincy as well for the past 6 years. This coming Sunday, the 6th annual Quincy Pride Festival taking place. Different location this year in Kilroy Square in Quincy Square. The chair of the Pride Committee, Richard Ash, is here to tell us all about that and more. Good to see you, Richard.
Good morning, Joe. Good to see you, too. How are you?
I'm well. Happy Pride, is
Happy Pride.
The saying goes,
yes.
Right? It's a big kickoff in Boston, happened yesterday.
Yes.
To kick off a month-long of events in the city. Yes. But here in Quincy, we're no slouches either, right?
No, we're not. We had a kickoff last night as well.
Yeah,
so
flag raising?
Yes, last night was the second annual Quincy Pride flag raising that we do in collaboration with the Mayor's LGBTQ Commission and the United First Parish Church.
Great. How was it?
It was great. We had the Quincy Choral Society do a few songs. Speakers from the commission were Councillor Nina Liang, Jim Batosa, and we all gathered after the blessing of the flag by Reverend Froome from the United First Parish Church. We all gathered inside. We had big rainbow cake from Fratelli's that I don't know how they made, but it was great, and I probably ate too much. But it was
so
great. It was a good ceremony.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice. The second annual now flag raising,
yes,
right?
Correct.
First happened last year. How did that thought come about to do something like that?
The commission and the church really,
oh, okay,
really wanted to get a flag out. They thought it would be a nice ceremony, and it was. And
yeah,
both years have been nicely and well attended. The flag is up all month, of course, so we encourage people to stop by, see it, take pictures,
yep,
you know, tag us on social media.
Okay.
All those small acts certainly help increase awareness.
Yeah. What does, you know, the pride flag is traditionally the rainbow, colors of the rainbow, right? What does it symbolize, Richard? What does it represent?
Each of the colors on the original pride flag, there are different iterations of the history of it. The stories seem to change depending on what you read. I'm not sure the completely correct answer to that question, but the different colors represent sexuality, passion, art, chemistry, nature. Each color corresponds to a different word,
mm-hmm,
if you will.
Okay.
That I believe it was Harvey Milk had ideas for a pride flag, and
yeah,
each of those colors represents another sentiment or idea of his.
County commissioner in San Francisco that was assassinated, right?
Yes.
Yep. Many years ago, yeah. Was that in June? Is that why June is known as Pride Month?
That may have been in June as well. I don't know. June is known as Pride Month because of the Stonewall Riots
of
1969.
Sure.
They
okay
were June 28th.
Okay.
And that is why across nationwide, maybe even worldwide now, but nationwide, we consider June Pride Month.
Okay.
June 28th, 1969, were the Stonewall Riots. And of course, the Stonewall Riots really started a whole movement of different gay activists, groups and communities, and offshoots and communities all over the world,
yeah,
over the world and the country, especially.
In New York, the Bronx,
yes,
the Bronx in,
yep,
New York, yeah. Quincy, as I mentioned, is having its 6th annual Quincy Pride. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know, right? How did that all come about? How did Quincy Pride come about?
I actually joined in 2019.
Okay.
So I was not part of the inception.
Okay.
I know Councillor at-large Ann Mahoney was a large part of starting the group.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group. They had a festival. The focus was having a festival, and the focus still is the festival. I mean,
right,
there's,
yep,
that's our flagship event, although, you know, we'll talk about different offshoots like scholarships and awareness and different programming and whatnot.
Yes.
And that group at the time decided the first Sunday of June was a good time to do it. They put on a great event. Every year it's gotten a little bit better. We try to push the envelope a little bit more further and progress a little more each year.
Mm.
And the first Sunday of June seems to stick.
Yeah.
So there are other prides in the immediate area that are on different weekends.
Right.
So I know next weekend is Boston Pride, and the weekend after that's Providence Pride. Then you've got Plymouth and Newport, and
okay,
which is why a lot of the questions around whether we can postpone Sunday or have a rain date, that we have great talent booked,
yes,
but they are also booked for every single minute for the rest of the month of June.
Of course, yeah.
So the day has just got to go on, and as we've been saying, if Taylor Swift can do it, you know, and 60,000 people and 60,000 people can sit in the rain, then we'll be just fine.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a complete washout.
No,
you know, maybe spotty showers. It's going to be cool for sure.
Yeah,
which the performance
which
might
I won't,
enjoy.
Which I won't mind because I'll be running around.
Won't mind that exactly. Yeah, because to have the heat of today would not be fun.
Right,
for sure, especially for the performers. Too bad it wasn't like the weather of Memorial Day weekend, which was super spectacular.
That was perfect.
But the headline is the show will go on.
Yes,
of course. Sunday. Okay. Yes. Well, since we brought it up, let's talk about it. It's a new venue this year.
Yes, it is. Pageant Field is in the final days of being redone.
Yeah, it looks great.
So it does. I've driven by. I haven't gone up, but I want to wait until next weekend to be surprised.
Be surprised?
So,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. But that being said, there was a, could we push it and could we do, say, June 25th, I believe, is the Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But as I said a minute ago, it's I guess it's a good problem to have that there are so many different Pride festivals and groups, but people know that ours is the first Sunday of June and that's in their calendar.
Right.
So we said, what do we do now? Kilroy Square seems it at first I was hesitant, but it seemed it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. The layout that we have is amazing. We're blocking off General Dunford Drive from Hancock down to the parking area.
Okay.
The parking garage is free for the day.
Oh.
For everybody to park. Right. per the city, which we also appreciate. But it's going to be a nice footprint. We're using the inside of the apartment building behind Kilroy Square. I believe it's Nova. We're using the gallery in there for all the vendors.
Covered. All the vendors will be there. Okay.
We've got about 30 LGBTQ vendors.
Wow.
Or nonprofits. They'll have their booths inside. We'll have tables and chairs for people to enjoy the show. And then there'll be a standing area. It's going to be great. The kids area will be... when you block off General Dunford Drive, the street will be all the food trucks and the alcohol trucks.
Okay.
And also sponsors like Stop and Shop and Harbor Health and Manit Health have trucks that they're bringing. So they'll be there on the street, and then we'll have all of the kids' activities and all of the slides and bouncy houses on the grass.
Okay.
So it's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, the nice thing about blocking off Dunford Drive is really you could park there and just walk because there'll be no motor vehicle traffic to cause any problems.
Right.
It's pretty much a closed venue at that point.
Yep.
Where is the actual performances taking place?
The stage is going to be right in front of the sign that says Kilroy Square.
Okay.
So if you're looking at the fours, if you're looking at the fours and it's on your right, mm-hmm. the stage is in front of you.
Okay.
So it'll be kitty cornered, so the show will be visible to both aisles of Kilroy Square there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing easy up tents just in case?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if anybody can get, at this point, buy a pop-up tent on Amazon. Because I think we bought all of them, just in case. And you know what? It's... The vendors have tents anyway. The stage has a covering.
Okay.
We're in New England. We gotta. The show must go on.
Exactly.
You know, we gotta keep it going, and that might add to the experience. Who knows? Certainly may make it more memorable. But at the same time, as you just said, the rain doesn't look that bad right now.
No, so it doesn't look like a complete washout. Plus, I mean, you're much more accessible via public transportation in mm-hmm. Kilroy Square, the free parking, you know, that you mentioned. Plus, just kind of a built-in audience with the big apartment complexes right around you.
Right.
So folks might not be aware, but see something going on and come on down and enjoy the show.
And that's the hope. Just being there in general, being more visible mm-hmm. downtown mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah.
And the visibility aspect, people that, you know, just might be walking down Hancock Street and would have never gone up to Pageant Field.
Exactly.
You know. And it gets really hot at Pageant too.
Certainly.
So I'm happy now with our venue change. I'm very happy. And I think people will be very excited and happy as well.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the events, the entertainment, the featured highlights, if you will, of Quincy Pride. Again, it is Sunday, June 4th, noon to 5 at Kilroy Square. What's going to be happening?
So headlining, we have two headliners. One is Hipshot Band. They are one of the premier wedding cover funk disco 70s, 80s bands in the state. They're amazing. And we also have America's Got Talent's Randy Roberts. He's coming in from Florida, I believe. And he'll do a set as well. He does, it's live vocals, it's a full show, it's a Cher impersonation. I think people will enjoy that too.
Fun, okay.
And then we've got four or five local drag queens in throughout the day as well.
All right, I know they always get the audience rubbed
they
up.
They certainly do. And that on top of giving out our community partner award and awarding our scholarships, it's gonna be great. It's going to be a great five hours.
5 hours, yeah.
5 hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about the awards and the scholarships if we can.
The scholarships are the Quincy Public Schools Quincy Pride scholarships this year are going to two North Quincy seniors, and that's Sean Burns and Mia Pesevich. And we're excited to bring them on stage and, you know, present them with their scholarship if they'd like to speak. And, you know, that some they may want to, they may not, but they're very well deserving. And, you know, awesome seniors. The Community Partner Award, I'm going to keep a secret for now. So you'll have to come and see who the Community Partner will be.
Okay.
But we started that last year as well. Last year's was Manit.
Oh, very nice.
So last year's was Manit Health, and they were a great first choice. This year's partner will also be a great organization.
Okay, so what are the, criteria that you consider to be a community partner?
I don't know if we have criteria.
Okay.
Really, it's that year who in the community has done either good work for the LGBTQ, who in the Quincy area has done good work for the LGBTQ community or good work for us or helped us in any particular way, that's really deserving of an award and of a shout out.
Okay, and do you have a committee on the board to determine that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We've got 10 on our committee and we've got about 5 on our board.
Okay.
So.
Are there openings, Richard?
There are always
Pride
openings.
There are?
Yes, you are always, anyone's always welcome to come to a Pride meeting. After the festival wraps this weekend, we actually have, on June 20th, we have the Boston Foundation gave us a great grant this year. So we're going to their event on June 20th. And then after that, we usually break for a couple months. We reconvene in September. And at that point, we welcome anybody who'd like to join us.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And are there openings on the board at all?
There are. We start with the committee.
Yep.
So we don't. Our board right now, there's 5 of us.
Okay.
The titles vary because we all wear different hats.
It's a small group,
but there aren't openings on the board. No.
Okay.
We start with the committee, and then if you're doing well in the committee, we'll talk about a board position and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned also the city has an LGBTQ commission.
Yes. Yep.
Which I think might be news to some folks.
The Mayor's Commission was established in 2019, I believe.
Okay.
Right now, the commissioners are Chris Walker, John McDonald, Nina Liang, and Jim Petosa from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually this year approached us in the fall and asked for, you know, if we could do a think tank meeting together, really, because they wanted clear ideas of what they could do for the community, which I thought was great. And what's come of that is a PFLAG chapter for Quincy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil any of the news that the commission has, but we've all been working together, which is amazing. And I know they're excited about that news, and you know we at Quincy Pride are too.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Yep. You're keeping a lot under wraps, Richard.
Well, if the commission wants to come on and talk about that, I want them to do that
all
too.
Right.
They've been doing good work, and you know we're certainly happy for them, and we love collaborating with them.
I will reach out to them and offer that
yes.
to them for sure. I did want to read kind of your mission statement, if you will, because I think it really sums it up nicely as to what the Pride Committee mm-hmm. is all about. The mission of Quincy Pride is to promote and foster acceptance, diversity, equity, and inclusion through the annual Q Pride Day Festival, provide advocacy for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning, intersex, and asexual or allies of the community.
Yes.
So, I mean, really, the word that stuck out to me was acceptance. Because you don't often hear that in the DEI world, if you will, you don't hear that word, acceptance. You know, and that's, I think, a key promoting factor.
Right. I spoke at the flag raising last night, and we've got, in Quincy right now, it seems we've got a lot of parents, you know, trying to facilitate and help their kids adjust to whatever life their kids may want to live.
Mm.
And that's that acceptance.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, this PFLAG chapter I think is amazing, but also what I spoke on last night is taking a moment to celebrate where you've come from in your journey. So, you know, as a gay man, where I've come from and how I've come out and all of that, that's kind of, that is what you would think of mm-hmm. when you think of celebrating Pride Month. Mm-hmm. But also there are different people. There's people that should, parents that should pat themselves on the back for trying to help their kids. You know, there's allies that should be proud of how they handle themselves and carry themselves and set and go forth with the mission of acceptance and inclusion mm-hmm. of the LGBTQ community. Yeah. So it's important for everybody to whether you're whatever letter you are in the acronym, it's yep. important for you to take a second in June and really understand and remember why it's a month of celebration.
Yeah, and you go on your statements to list some values, right?
Yep.
So advocate, network, and give back mm-hmm. as well. That's an important part of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To give back what the community has given to you and supporting you. Mm-hmm. So do you find that's happening in Quincy?
Yes, yeah. We've got great support this year, certainly from City Hall and from the mayor's office financially and in kind and help putting on the event. There's always more to do, but I do think over the years we've certainly received a good amount of support that we're grateful for.
The state has its first openly gay governor.
Yes. Yes.
Is she invited?
She is. We're hoping she comes.
We will
clear the schedule. Whatever time Governor Healey wants to come on stage, she's more than welcome.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you yourself are running for local elective office
yes.
as well. So things have changed a lot.
yes.
Quincy, yeah.
Yeah.
For the better.
Yes.
I think, for sure.
I completely agree.
The family entertainments that's happening on Sunday.
We've got a face painter. We've got two or three characters on stilts and superheroes, which the kids love. I mean, that's the attraction. You could spend thousands of dollars on headlining entertainment, yep. and these super talented characters come, and the kids go crazy.
I think the big kids like that too.
Yeah, that's true. And we've got a 60-foot obstacle course for the kids.
Wow.
Is the large one. And I mean, we had to measure and make sure it was 60 feet.
Okay.
And we've got a smaller 30-foot one. There's a big slide. Again, face painting, tattoos, photo booth. The kids from North Quincy High are doing a big mural, which
fun.
I'm excited to see, which I haven't seen yet.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So it's going to be great. And parents will enjoy the show, take the kids over. It's to where the street's blocked off. The food trucks, actually, which I want to touch on, because
yep.
I know some of the food trucks in Quincy now are huge draws,
yes.
which they are for me, certainly.
Oh, it's a big thing, yeah.
Black's Creek Barbecue, Lobster Love food truck, and Gonzalez food truck are the food trucks.
All right.
And we've got Ellie's Treats and Smiles by the Mile coming for desserts and ice cream and certainly for the kids, too.
Fun. There is a charge, obviously, for the food trucks.
Yes.
But everything else is free, right?
Correct. Everything else is free.
Yeah. And the show will go on.
The show will go on. And I know after the show is Liberty Tavern is having a Quincy Pride after party.
Oh, fun.
Okay. So that'll be great, too.
Excellent.
Certainly for us that are putting on the event. But it'll be nice to, that was kind of what a strength in having it downtown was the hope that the restaurants would want to participate in the day as a whole.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm forgetting are the alcohol vendors. And we've got Break Rock Brewing doing seltzers, beer, and wine. And we've also got Craig's Cafe doing hard alcohol.
Something for everyone.
Yes, certainly.
Have a great event, Richard. Thank you
so
much. You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, as always.